Good evening. Welcome everyone to tonight's Tefillah Shir. Shir number 111. Chaf Ha'ir Tashin Samach Tes. Last night was the 38th night of the Omer. In past, we've started the Shiurim with, sometimes I've mentioned a certain Shir is in memory of a certain person, or Refuah Shleima for a certain person. Tonight, I'd like to begin the Shir a little differently, Baruch Hashem. And tonight's Shir is with tremendous Hakaras HaTov, appreciation to Hashem, because this past Thursday night, Hashem gave me another little child, a baby girl.
Oh, Mazel Tov, that's good.
And when I came home that night, and I went to see my children, Baruch Hashem, they were all sleeping. That was a tremendous feeling, by the way, that they were all sleeping. But after that, I just looked at my children sleeping, and I was thinking of what just the events of that day, how Hashem has given me another child, my wife and I, another child, to raise, to follow the Torah and the mitzvahs. I had a tremendous feeling of simcha and how I have to now repay Hashem. Hakar satoyv, appreciation. So tonight's shir is for that message of hakar satoyv. And I hope the truth is that all the shiurim should be in that mindset, and everything that I do should come through the avas Hashem, for everything Hashem has given me. And I give all of you a bracha as well, that we should all feel this feeling of Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He has done for us, everything He does for us. Tonight we're up to the 10th bracha Shmoneh Esrei, Tekah B'Shofar. Before we see the bracha inside, we have to ask a couple questions. The first question is, what is the connection between the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, the bracha for Parnasa, to the bracha of Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Chayriseinu? As we've mentioned in the past, from the Gemara, Megillah, and the Mefarshim, that there is a connection between all these brachas. It's not just by chance that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah decided, we'll put this one here and this one there. What is the connection between these two brachas, the bracha of Parnasa and the bracha of Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Chayriseinu, Seinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're diving to Hashem, that she gathers all together? That is question number one. Question number two, what are we saying? What do we mean when we say Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Chayriseinu, that we're diving to Hashem to blow this great big shofar? What is this big shofar? What are we talking about? Is it a physical shofar? Is it a spiritual shofar? What are we saying here? Like anything in life, in order to understand what we're talking about, it's important to know the history. What is the background of this bracha? And when was this bracha said? We mentioned in the past that every bracha was stated at a certain time of our history. What is the history of this bracha? So let's discuss the history. And it's a very famous, well-known story which we all know. The story of Yaakov Avinu and his sons, his 12 sons, the Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka. And it's perhaps one of the hardest parashiyos of the Torah, one of the hardest episodes that we can ever come across in the whole entire Torah. And tonight we're not here to explain how the selling of Yosef took place, what exactly happened. We know they were all tzaddikim. That's not our topic tonight. We'll start with Yaakov Avinu. He marries his wives. He has 12 shvatim. Yosef has a dream. In this dream he sees that his brothers are bowing down to him. He shares his dream with his brothers. They already have some kinna, some jealousy towards their brother Yosef for other reasons. Because they felt their father Yaakov loved Yosef more than he loved them. Yosef was the son, the first son of Rachel. Rachel was the main reason why Yaakov endured all that suffering from the hands of Laban. Yosef looked like Yaakov. Yaakov taught Yosef all this Torah. There was a reason in the other brothers' eyes as to why there's something wrong, some jealousy went on with Yosef. Then he adds more jealousy by sharing this dream to his brothers. The brothers said enough is enough. Yaakov sends Yosef to find out how his brothers are doing. Yosef knows it's a little dangerous situation, but he listens to his father, his kibbut av. He sees his brothers, and they see him, and they say, now is the time. This person, just like our grandfather and great-grandfather, they had children who went off a little, Avraham and Yitzchak. They had a Yishmael, they had an Esav. There's a black sheep over here. He's causing problems in the family. We have to get rid of him. They took him and they sold him. They took off his possum, his colored garment. They put blood on it. They brought it back to their father. We all know the story. When they took the Ksonius Pasa and they brought it to their father Yaakov, he was mourning bitterly. One of the Shvatim died, and he couldn't be consoled. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh tells us that what the Shvatim did in order to console their father was that they brought all of their children and grandchildren to Yaakov, to their father, to show him, look who we have. You lost one son, but look what you have. You have this wonderful, large family. It didn't help though. Yaakov Avinu was not able to be consoled. Later on, Hashem brings a rov, a famine. Let's keep this point in mind. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now bringing a famine. Everything is being orchestrated by Hashem. All the lands around Mitzrayim of Egypt, they run out of food. Paro has these dreams. He appoints Yosef out of the jail to be the second in command of Mitzrayim. Unheard of. Yaakov sends his sons, the Shvatim. We need some food. Please go down to Mitzrayim and bring back food. We know what happened. Yosef recognizes them. They don't recognize him. He immediately thinks of the plan. He accuses them of spies, to which they don't appreciate. He takes Shimon captive and puts him in jail. He wants to separate Shimon and Levi. And he tells them as follows: you want Shimon back? Bring me Binyamin. Bring me that other brother you said you have. If you have him, if you're telling the truth, let me see. Bring him down here. They go back to their father. They tell the father this the story of what happened to their brother Shimon. How he won't be released until Binyamin comes down to Mitzrayim. To which Yaakov says, it's not happening. I lost Yosef. Who knows what's with Shimon now? You want Binyamin also? It's not going to happen. I can't allow this. There's a much deeper reason as to why Yaakov was so adamant that Binyamin cannot go down. And that's because Yaakov Avinu, he knew that the Shvatim were the foundation for the entire Klal Yisrael. And this is the reason as to why when Yosef died, he was not able to be comforted. Finally, the food runs out. No more food by Yaakov and his family. And he says, here's Binyamin. Make sure you bring him back. Make sure he comes back. They bring him down to Mitzrayim. Yosef sees Binyamin. And then the final test comes. He plants the gevia, the goblet, in Binyamin's sack. And he tells them, Binyamin's staying with me. The rest of you, you're innocent. You go home. At that point in time, Yehuda had enough. And he tells Yosef, take me instead. I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm more powerful. I'll be a better servant. I'll be a better slave. But let him go. He has to go back. Yosef says, this is not right. I couldn't do that. He stole it. He stays. You go back. You're a free man. Yehuda says to Yosef, you don't understand. You let him go or I take him back. And that was about to be, there was about to be the biggest battle that always ever existed. The Midrashim tell us of all the powerful things that were taking place between Yehuda and Menashe, throwing up boulders and smashing them and crushing them, blood pouring out of Yehuda's eyes to frighten Yosef. Yehuda realized something's not right over here, that Menashe should not have such strength like this. The hair of Yehuda standing, shooting through his clothing. He was ready for battle. At that point in time, Yosef realized, now is the time. Now is the time to reveal the secret. And with two words, everything became clear. All the mitzvim leave, and he says these two words, Ani Yosef. And there's a silence. No one responds. Now one of the Shvatim say a word. In fact, they get frightened. They couldn't imagine, they would never have thought, their brother they sold into slavery would be this man who was a second in command, who was behind this whole entire situation. Ani Yosef, everything became clear. On the side point says the Chofetz Chaim, in the future, Lasid and Lovai, we will be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have all the questions. How could this have happened? Why him? Why them? Look at the history, the suffering we went through. And with two words, everything will become clear. Says the Chofetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. He will reveal himself to Klal Yisrael. And all those questions, all those stakes, all those doubts we had as to why things happen that our human mind cannot comprehend now in this state that we're in, everything will become clear. Back to our story. Yaakov Avinu hears what happens, that his son is still alive. And he should come down to Mitzrayim. He comes down to Mitzrayim. He reunites with his son Yosef after all these years. And this is the history of our bracha tonight. Because it was at this point in time that the Malachi Asharis, the angels, they said this bracha of the Kavishoy for God Seinu. And they said, Baruch Atu Hashem, you are the source of the brachas. Mikabitz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, who gathers together those who are dispersed of Klal Yisrael. This is when the Malachi Asharis angel said this bracha. Were they saying this bracha because there was a physical reunion between a father and son that was lost after all these years? Yes, they were to some degree. But they said this bracha for a much greater reason. They said this bracha because Yaakov Avinu knew that Klal Yisrael cannot exist unless there are 12 Shvatim. And if there is a lack of unity, a lack of 12 Shvatim, the foundation of Klal Yisrael, if it's ruined, if it's cracked, Klal Yisrael cannot exist in such a fashion. And now when they came together, all 12 Shvatim, and they reunited, Ki Ish Echad V'Lev Echad, with one common goal. The common goal to serve Hashem. That's why the Malachim said this bracha. Because there's a time when all of Klal Yisrael, no matter what differences there might have been, they came together unified. And as the Yontif HaShavuos approaches, we know that it's only by Har Sinai that it was that we were Kish Echad V'Lev Echad. We received the Torah in such a state that we were all one, we were unified to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a state. One of the main messages of that situation, Kish Echad V'Lev Echad, is that in order to be successful as Klal Yisrael, we have to have a common goal. If there's Chas Hashem fighting, to use such a strong word, arguments in Klal Yisrael, we won't be successful. Ki ish echad v'lev echad, if we have this common goal, then we could be successful. Let's now read the bracha together inside after this introduction, the background, the history of this bracha, and come to answer our questions. We're davening to Hashem in this 10th bracha. Sound the great shofar, l'cheiruseinu, that it should be for our liberty, our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, those who are all over the world. And what are we doing? Bekapseinu yachad, and gather us together, me'abra kanfo yisaretz, no matter where we are, on the four corners of the earth. Baruch ato Hashem, you Hashem are the source of everything, of all brachas. Mekavitz nidchei am Yisrael, who gathers together all those who are dispersed amongst Klal Yisrael. We ask the question, what is the connection between the previous bracha, Baruch Aleinu, and between our bracha tonight, how we're diving to Hashem to gather us all together? We also ask, what does it mean, shofar gadol, this great big shofar? And the truth is, this bracha of Kibbutz Golius, of Hashem, to gather together all those who are exiled, is a different bracha from all the previous brachas which we've done so far. in the middle section of Shemona Esrei. It is different because until now, all of these brachas were brachas more on the yachid, for an individual. Now we're davening for the general population of Klal Yisrael, and specifically for Kibbutz Golius. This is the first of the brachas that we're davening for Hashem to bring the redemption. Previously we davened for Re'evon Yeinu V'Rivo Riveinu Golenu Gula Mehir L'man Shemecho Baruch Atah Hashem Gol Yisrael. We davened for Hashem to bring the Redeemer. But that, we said, was the suffering on the personal level, which ultimately comes to this general golus, the golus of all of us out of the Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean when we say Shofar Gadol? Reb Chaim Freilander, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, brings the Ramchal. And he tells us that there are three main times, says Ramchal, when we blow the shofar. The first one we know, Rosh Hashanah. 100 koilos, 100 blowings, sounds, each day, 200, total of 200. The second time which we had was by Matan Torah, by Shavuos, which is approaching. And the third time will be Mirza Hashem by the ultimate redemption of Heir Bimein Romain. When Mashiach comes, this will be the Shofar Gadol, that final big blowing that we're davening for. Explains the Ramchal as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Adam was placed into the Gan Eden. The Eitzahara was outside of him. This evil inclination was outside of him. Upon eating from the Eitzahadas, he brought the Eitzahara inside of him. Not only did he bring it inside of him, but he trapped the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzirah was now the ruler, and the Yetzer Tov was the subordinate, was under his power. That's what took place by eating from the Yetzer Das. However, by Matan Torah, when we received the Torah, and Klal Yisrael heard these words, Lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim, you shall not have any other foreign gods, the Yetzirah was removed from us. That evil inclination that went inside of us from eating from the Eitz Hadas was now taken out, and we were purified. And now became a situation where the ruler of the body was a Yetzer Tov, the good inclination. However, explains the Ramchal, that by Klal Yisrael by Klal Yisrael sinning by the Chayta Egel, this Yetzer Hara now comes back in. But because we already heard by Matan Torah, Lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim, you shall not have any other foreign gods, it didn't come back with the same force as it did the first time, by the Eitz Hadas, from eating from the tree of knowledge. But rather this time, he had to do battle with the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Tov had to do battle with the Yetzer Tov. The good and bad had to fight more on an even level. What we're davening for, Tekav Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, Hashem, blow that big sound of the shofar for our freedom. It's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out that evil inclination and will be totally free from forever. This, as the Ramchal explains, is what our tefillah is saying here tonight. Tekav v'shoifa godol l'cheruseinu. Blow that big shofar and remove that evil inclination which is inside of us, which is the source as to why we don't serve you properly. Why are we in Golis? Why are we in exile? Why did Hashem bring us here? Different reasons. But one main goal. Explains the Sfasem as follows. In Golis, in exile, there exists by definition of the fact that we are in exile a lack of Kavod Shemayim, a lack of honor to God's name. Every second that exists with the fact that there is no Beis HaMikdash, every second that exists when Klal Yisrael, Hashem's nation, are being trampled on no matter where we are, that is a lack of Kavod Shemayim, a lack of respect to Hashem's name. Explains the Sfas Emes, the Ge'er Rebbe, that we here in Golis, very important, he says, we are here to bring out Kavod Shemayim in Golis. Why are we dispersed? We have a Kanfais Aris on four corners of the earth, so that we can show the world the proper way to live, and we can bring out Kavod Shemayim. Very important to know this. This is the reason why we're here. So that when we walk down the street, in fact, I had a neighbor of mine. Shabbos morning, leave my house, walk into Kailo to daven. I think I was saying this on tefillah, I don't know exactly what happened, this is a while ago. My neighbor across the street, elderly lady, comes to me. I wasn't really interested in shmoozing at the time. And she starts telling me, you know, you're dressed very nicely. I'm thinking, oh, thank you. And she says to me, you should see, oh, it's embarrassing, she says to me, the way my people go when we go to pray. Oh, she said, I can't tell you what it's like. But she said to me, you know, I see the way you're dressed, I see where you're going. I said, thank you. Have a nice day. I continue on my way. We never know who's watching. We are put into Golis to bring out Kavod Shemayim, to bring out glory to God's name. I know a story once of a person who was by a baseball game, professional game. After the game, they were walking home down the out of the stadium. One of the people there had a few too many beers to drink. We know what people are like, not Jews, but other people, when they drink too many beers. And this person was getting quite rowdy. And he was starting out with someone else. This individual with a yarmulke on his head broke up the fight, I think until the security guards came. He himself, a big person. The fight before it happened. And continued on his way. Someone taps him on the back, says, yeah, only one of us would have done that. You did a great job. Another person, another Jew, not wearing a yarmulke. Now, whether he should have done this or not, I'm not going to get into. Apparently he felt he's not putting himself in danger. That's not tonight's discussion. But a non-religious Jew sees that a Jew does what he felt was the right thing. We are here in Golis to bring our Kavod Shemayim. Kavod Shamayim means the way we do our business, the way we talk, the way we walk. And as we discuss, the way we dress. When we fulfill this purpose, this tachlis, this job we have, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us, raise us up, the son neis the kavis gol yoseinu, and gather us all together, the kavseinu yachad, me'arakan fayis aretz, from all four current corners of the earth, and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Another approach as to what is going on with this Shofar Gadol. And understanding is as follows. We mentioned Yaakov, now we mention Avram and Yitzchak. We know the 10 trials Avram Avinu had, and of the greatest, we are told, it was Akedas Yitzchak, when Avram Avinu, after spreading the word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a merciful God, Hashem now tells Avraham Avinu, take your son, your only son, your beloved son, Yitzchak, and bring him up there. And Avraham Avinu believes that he is told to shecht him as well, to slaughter him. He binds him down, he ties him up, and he's about to slaughter him. Hashem says, stop. Sends the Malach, says, don't do it. He unties Yitzchak. Hashem says, I love you. You fulfilled your Mekadeshim Shemayim. You sanctified my name. You've passed the test. But Avram Avinu is not satisfied totally. He wants to give a carbon to Hashem. He has this burning desire to bring a carbon to Hashem, to take the place of his son Yitzchak. And he sees the ram, the isle, stuck in the trees, and he brings it, and that's the one he sacrifices to Hashem. Chazal tell us, our sages tell us, that every part of this animal was used for Kavod Shemayim, was used for Klal Yisrael. The left horn from this ram was blown by Matan Torah, was blown at Har Sinai when we received the Torah, when all of us were there, without the Neshamas were there together. Chazal tell us that the Gidim, the sinews of this animal, were eventually the ones to be used for the harp of David HaMelech. And the right horn, greater in size and more powerful, is this Shofar Gadol, is this great Shofar, which will be blown when Mashiach comes. Do we understand this literally? Was this the horn? Was this the sinews? Some say yes, and some explain in a different sense. That what Avraham Avinu did, by his desire for wanting to bring to Hashem, to serve Hashem in every single way possible, was he imbued in his children, Klal Yisrael, this wanting, this desire to serve Hashem in every way possible as well. In every facet of their lives. So the sinews to be David, the harp for David HaMelech, was a way of saying, the showing to use everything we have to serve Hashem. We'll come back to the Shofar Gadol in a minute. We asked, what is the connection between Baruch Aleinu and between Tekab B'Shoifer, the bracha of our sustenance, the bracha that Hashem, we daven to Hashem to gather us all together. Time is late, so we'll say as follows. The fact that we have sustenance, the fact that we have parnasa, and we're davening to Hashem to bring us back to our land of Eretz Yisrael, is because we are told that in the land of Eretz Yisrael, There's not too much and not too little. It is just right. Everything that we can have in Eretz Yisrael is just what we need. And the common denominator between everything we've been saying tonight is because when we are placed back in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be a situation when a person won't be worried to make a living. He'll have exactly what he needs. And he won't be concerned with taking care of all of his possessions, that he has too many things, because he has exactly what he needs, not too little, not too much. So we dive into Hashem first, Borei Chaleinu, Hashem, give us the sustenance that we need. And then Tekavu Shofar Gadol L'Chayr Yisrael, bring us back, blow that shofar sound, and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, to a place where we'll have one common denominator, one goal, and we said earlier, to serve you, Hashem. Let's recap and bring out the message of tonight's shir. Without unity in Klal Yisrael, without all of us focusing on one goal, we cannot be successful. And in tonight's tefillah, we are diving to Hashem to unite us with this one common denominator. Whether we're Sfardim, whether we're Hasidim, whether we're Misnagdim, whatever we are, dress differently, look a little differently, it's all irrelevant. If we focus on the one common denominator of avoidus Hashem, of serving Hashem, all those other issues are all trivial. They all come to mean, how do we serve you, Hashem? And that was the message was with Yaakov Inu and his Shvatim. That when we are together as one, a unit, then we are complete. But if we're lacking that unity, the Avas Yisrael, the caring for our brothers and sisters who are not here tonight, who are not from, who are not religious, because we're not just dying for the physical gathering, but the spiritual gathering as well, for the fact that they are lost as well. We're dying to Hashem, bring them back together. And as we said, that Hashem should bring them back through the great sound of this big shofar. We'll conclude with a very powerful message from a Tzaddik HaKohen of Lublin. A message that will give us Chizik Mirtz Hashem strength through the rest of our lives. We should never have difficulties. And this message should help answer and console us for times of tragedy that might have happened through Klal Yisrael in the past. What is this message? Explains Reb Tzaddik Kohen of Lublin in Rassisi Laila. That this shofar gadol, this powerful shofar, which we mentioned was bigger, was the right one of this ram, the right side of the ram, is comprised of all the tears and crying and begging Hashem for help, and all the tefillahs throughout the generations, let it be the Crusades, the Inquisitions, Tach V'Tat, 1648, 1649. The Holocaust, the Arabs blowing us up with bombs. Where a few years ago, Akala, the night before her wedding, goes to eat with her father. And never gets married because an Arab blows up the restaurant. The night before her wedding. Well, the father was a doctor who worked in the ER. And they called him, looking for him to come to help. But this time he was a victim. We could be here forever just discussing the tragedies that has been fallen upon Klal Yisrael. Says of Tzaddik, this is the shofar gadol, that sound of all the crying that we went through. The shofar God was comprised of all of those voices, all those tefillahs to Hashem. Not one tear was lost through all these generations. And Hashem brings them back together and will blow the shofar Gadol. And it will arouse all of those who are not yet with us. The Sor Neis HaKavod is going to Yoseinu, and we will be elevated. We will be gathered together, V'kapseinu Yachad, Mi'arakan Faisaris, from all four corners of the earth. And be brought to Eretz Yisrael. This is what Rav Tzadik tells us. And the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchok, says these following words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he addressed Hashem, for hundreds and hundreds of years, for thousands of years, we've been blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Not one time, not one blast, but 100 blasts. Not one day, but 2 days. Day after day, Hashem said the Kedushas Levi in his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we daven for you, we daven to you, kapseinu yachad me'arakan fayisaretz, gather us together, that we should be one, to serve you in unison, like we were by Har Sinai, ki ish echad b'lev echad, all of us together, with one common goal, to serve you, Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have blown thousands and thousands and thousands of shofar blowings. We ask you to blow just one. Tika b'shofar gadol b'chayrusenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blow that one great sound and bring us back to you. We should be zoiche to hear this great sound, the karav.